Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Well, cattle producers, Superior Video Livestock Auction is proud to present Bell Ringer 30, 30th anniversary of the Bell Ringer sale, coming up the 11th and 12th of January on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be broadcast live. You can attend in person as well at the Doubletree Denver Stapleton North in Denver. They'll be offering 81,250 head on Wednesday, January 11th. 26,600 feeder steers, 14,600 feeder heifers will be featured. Then on Thursday, January 12th, 35,000 weaned calves and 2,750 bred heifers, bred cows, and pairs will be featured as well. For details about Bell Ringer 30, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. The 2017 Bell Ringer Sale of Superior Livestock coming the 11th to 12th of January. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, expect live and feeder cattle futures to open moderately higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying and cash premiums. Along the same lines, hog contracts should resume trading with moderate strength, boosted by positive export news and improving carcass value. Well, the odds seem high today that bids and asking prices will remain poorly defined. Between yesterday's board rally and the recent history of board fizzles, neither side wants to commit too early. We assume that asking prices will shake out about $120 in our part of the country and $192 and higher in the north. Now look for the cash hog trade to restart with steady to firm bids. The country movement yesterday seemed very light, and that will probably necessitate greater packer efforts. At least one plant was dark, tied winter weather along the Atlantic coast, but so far disruptions appear to be minor. Now lean contracts are set to open moderately higher today, bolstered by encouraging export news and early years cash optimism. On the grains, like clockwork, markets continue to in normal weekly cycles, with what was up yesterday now down and what was down is now up. Most notable is soybeans, with the South American weather market elevating interest. With soybeans down, both wheat and corn were also on the defensive. Meanwhile, energies and softs were mostly higher, while metals were mostly lower. Continuing the pattern, Dow Jones Industrial Average futures were showing small gains, while the U.S. dollar index was unchanged. Now, on to the wheat futures. Those winter wheat contracts were showing small losses early this morning, erasing most of yesterday's gains. Despite the lower trade, the trend on weekly charts for both Chicago and Kansas City is up. There is some chatter about Southern Plains weather, with this week's highs near 70, leading to a sharp drop to more temperatures by the weekend. And corn was lower early this morning following a quietly traded overnight session. Contracts erased most of yesterday's gains, maintaining its sideways trends on daily and weekly charts. We'll check the futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
On the cattle futures at the close yesterday, live cattle February up 170 at 116.52, April up 177 at 115.97, January feeder cattle up 95, 129.27, and March up 170 at 125.50. February hogs down 22 cents, 63.75, and the April was up 17 cents at 68.37. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March up a nickel yesterday, 438.5. The May was up 5.25 at 450.25. The March Chicago wheat up 4 cents at 427.25, and May was up 5.25 at 440. March corn up 2 cents at 360. May was up 2.25, 367. March soybeans up 10.5 at 10.05.25, and May was up 10.75 at 10.14.25. March cotton was up 72.73.51. May up 45.73.89. February crude oil up 9.52.06. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.